The Negotiation. The light fixture, cursed and beloved. The slow, careful art of pouring two stubborn numbers back and forth until they finally agree to become one. The disputed light fixture, a chandelier the seller loves and the buyer assumed was included, hangs unresolved between two positions that have stopped blending and started hardening, and temperance reversed is exactly this. The pour interrupted, the two cups held apart instead of moving toward each other. What should be a 5-minute conversation about a modest fixture has somehow become a referendum on who's being unreasonable, and neither side wants to be the one who blinks first. Notice when a small object has absorbed a negotiation's whole tension. The fixture was never really the issue. It's a stand-in for whoever feels like they're losing the bigger deal. Name that plainly, offer a small concrete fix, replace it, credit it, split it, and let the real deal move again. What may cross your path? A minor fixture, appliance, or item becomes the sticking point in an otherwise finished negotiation. Two parties dig in over a dollar amount too small to explain how much energy it's taking. You draft an email about a light fixture with more care than you gave the actual purchase price. A deal stalls for days over something that could be solved with a small credit. Solve the small, symbolic sticking point directly and cheaply. Don't let a chandelier hold an entire closing hostage. Your mantra, I can let the small thing be small again.